for your company here at Health Talk Radio Africa. Have you seen people who live so closely with their pets, such as dogs, cats, and birds? Let us face it, the African cities are getting so congested due to the increase in population. Long gone are the days that our pet cats and dogs would sleep outside the home. Now, our pets are inside our homes. We are living so closely with our pets, but that carries a risk. These cute pets that live with you, sleep with you, and even eat with you can carry parasites that are harmful to your health. In our studio today, we have an expert in the field of parasitology and entomology. Parasitology is the field that deals with parasites and how they can affect our health. Entomology is a study of insects. Our guest today is Dr. Grace Nyambati, who has a doctorate in parasitology from Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology. She is a senior lecturer and chairman of the Department of Biomedical Sciences and Technology in the School of Health Sciences and Technology at the Technical University of Kenya. Dr. Grace Nyambati specializes in the field of medical parasitology, and she also conducts research in parasitology and community-based programs on the control of neglected tropical diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so lucky today. Thank you for joining us. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Health Talk Radio Africa. Have you ever looked at someone who's walking a big giant dog in the street and they go into a building, an apartment building, and you wonder, how come that dog lives in that small space with that person? How do they do it? Have you even been shocked by somebody who's cuddling a little dog or a cat or any other pet for that matter, and they kiss it in the mouth? Listeners, those cute pets can bring dangerous parasites and pests which are harmful to you. In our studio today, we have Dr. Grace Nyambati, who's going to talk us through this topic. Welcome, Dr. Grace Nyambati.
Thank you, Dr. Mary, for inviting me to Health Talk Radio Africa. Wonderful. It's a great honor to be here today.
Oh, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so privileged. Let's get on with our show. Let's begin by just defining what a pet is. You know, there are so many, we shouldn't just assume that everybody knows what a pet is. In your expertise, well, how would you define a pet?
Pets are animals of different types. Mm-hmm. Some are big, mm-hmm. as dogs, cats. Mm-hmm. You can have birds. Mm-hmm. And even some like lizards or scorpions, snakes.
Oh, did you say scorpions, doctor?
Oh, yes. There are different categories of pets.
Oh, my God.
They are kept in the home by the owners to keep them company and for other reasons.
Okay. Listeners, did you hear that? Someone can actually keep a scorpion as a pet. We have to talk about this, doctor. But really, the reason why I asked you to come to Health Talk Radio Africa is that
I've read several places where these cute little animals that we keep can actually be harmful to us. Let's talk about cats. Cats, they're so cute and furry, but they really can have problems. Tell us what kind of a parasite or a pest can a cat have that can really harm me, the pet owner? Because I really want to bring a little dog for them to play in our little flat. Tell me, let's begin with a cat.
Thank you, Dr. Mary. Cats are beautiful, they are cute, so gracious to have in the home.
Yeah.
And very friendly, especially to the young children and even to the home. But despite all this, cats can harbor different risks or parasites which cause risks both to the human and to the other, to the children and even visitors. Cats usually, some keep their poop in the homes. Cats can feed, and from feeding you can get diseases from either their saliva or from their clothes or from the fecal material, feces, or the poops. And from the saliva, the mouth has very many parasites called bacteria, others called viruses. So if children cuddle, hug, and kiss the pets like cats, they have chances of getting some disease mouth to mouth. Sometimes the cat skin could be having some infection like ringworm, and it can pass from the cat to the baby's skin and anybody in the house, because infection or the disease is contracted from where the cat is sitting, maybe from the sofa set or on the carpet or on the bed or on the baby cot. So there are chances that the baby can get that skin infection called ringworms. From the fecal material or the cat droppings or feces, it's also possible to get parasites like worms, roundworms. The science name is known as Toxocara catis. Toxocara catis are roundworms from cats.
Hey, but doctor, I thought cats are supposed to be clean. You know, I thought the pet that is the safest in a small apartment like the ones that we see around our city of Nairobi, a cat would be ideal. But it sounds as if it's a ticking time bomb to have a cat in the house. Oh my goodness. So let's just start again. So if I bring a cat, what am I supposed to do? Not kiss it? Can I touch it? My goodness.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Mary. A cat. A cat which you are going to keep as a pet.
Yes.
First of all, you must have a vet doctor examine it, so that it is free from some of these diseases, if it is deworming, so that it doesn't have the worms. It should also be groomed and washed regularly.
How regular is regular?
At least every week.
Every week.
Weekly. It should be. It should just go also the way you clean your hair nearly weekly. It should get good grooming and good cleaning. If there is any ringworm, treatment. And also, apart from that, any diseases like viruses which can be found in cats, like rabies. Yeah, it should be vaccinated.
So first clean it, clean it weekly.
Yes.
And then when you say vaccinated, I have to take it to a vet.
Yes.
Oh my.
For vaccination. Okay.
You said so many diseases. For the sake of our audience, you said a hookworm or
roundworm.
Ringworms.
And we also have
hookworm. Is it hookworm?
Yeah, mite. Okay. Can have mite.
For the sake of our audience, let's just define what a mite is, because sometimes we talk about dust mites and mites everywhere, but what exactly is a mite?
Thank you, Dr. Mary. Mites are small spider-like creatures usually found on the skins of animals, especially animals with fur or hair or feathers, like cats, dogs, and birds. They are a nuisance because they bite, they take a lot of blood. They can also transmit or pass diseases from one animal to another, or from any other animals to even humans.
So you're saying a mite can bite the cat, and then somehow the mite gets to bite the human, and there will be some transmission of a disease there.
Correct.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow, Doc. You mean that I can have a clean cat, I wash it, and suppose it has mites and fleas. Does that mean that it's going to infect me?
Your clean cat may not necessarily have those fleas from the house. But if your cat wanders to the neighborhood, there are chances of it picking fleas from the neighborhood cats. And those cats could be infected. So those fleas, when they come to your house, they can also cause infection to your household.
To the people in the house?
Yes.
The flea has to bite.
Huh? It must bite. And when it bites you, it will put in various types of parasites. Maybe the virus, bacteria, and anything which can cause disease. Yes.
Okay.
So it's good that you keep your cat from wandering to the neighborhood, so that you protect it from and protect your family, your household, from these other parasites coming from out.
But doctor, is that really possible to prevent a cat going outside to the neighborhood? Is it? This is Africa, my goodness. Is it better just to keep washing it? To remove the fleas and the mites from the skin?
Well, it's good, first of all, you try to keep it away from wandering, but you can do frequent cleaning with proper chemicals to kill any parasite, any flea, or anything which may be in its fur. Yes.
So the key is to make sure that the cat has no fleas whatsoever.
Yes,
and
very
that's
important.
Very important.
In fact, the fleas may not even only be harmful to you as an owner, but fleas take a lot of blood from your pet.
Yes. And what does that do then?
Then it can suffer from other diseases, like anemia. The blood level can be down because it has fleas.
Sorry to sound ignorant, but you want to tell me cats get anemia?
Yes. Any animal can get anemia as long as they are parasites feeding on it.
Okay.
Like fleas, louse, ticks, and any of those can make an animal suffer from anemia.
Oh my, okay.
So protect your cat and protect your family.
Okay. I'm trying not to laugh, audience, but let's switch gears here. Where was I watching a program and it talked about not having cats when you're pregnant as a woman because there is a parasite in the feces of the cat. Can you say something about that? Because I don't want someone who's pregnant to suffer because of their pet, especially a cat.
Yes, thank you. There are some parasites found in the gut or the alimentary canal of the small animals. Cats, dogs, rats.
Okay.
The scientific name is one, cryptosporidiosis.
Cryptosporidium. Wow, okay.
And
a nice scientific word.
Is toxoplasma.
Wow.
Those ones, they cause diseases. Especially to people who are immunocompromised. People who don't have strong immunity. People who are already sick. Like people who have HIV. Like a pregnant mother who have immunity is very low.
Oh, poor. Wow.
So, if she gets this infection, she can suffer. So, it's important that these cats or pets should not always be near expected mothers because of their immune.
Low immune.
Yes.
So would you recommend that a pregnant woman not keep a cat unless it has to be very clean?
Yeah, she can keep because it can be a good friend and a companion, but she must be very careful and very clean to see that the fecal or the feces does not contaminate her food. Or her hands, or where she's eating.
So it's better to keep the cat outside, or have someone handle the feces, removal of the cat litter, as they call it.
Thank you.
That's the way it's supposed to be?
That is much better.
Oh,
and
wow.
And thorough cleaning where it sleeps, because the fecal material can still be on the sofa set where she's sitting. Maybe on her bed where she's sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah.
So keep the cat away from a pregnant woman.
If possible.
If possible.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's switch gears now and talk about dogs. We've talked so much about cats. But there is a big, huge dog in this building where we live. And it is a German Shepherd, and for the life of me, that our flats are so small. I wonder how someone can leave such a big dog in the same small space. Do dogs also pose the same danger to a human like cats if you're living in such a small space with a dog?
Thank you, Doctor. Dogs, just like cats, also have very many pests and many parasites. In fact, dogs have even more.
More than teeth, cats? Wow.
Mites.
Wow.
And dogs will wander. And they can't be able to bring those to their home. And also, just like cats,
yes,
in their gut, they have other parasites like worms, the whip worms, the tape worms, the round worms, and those ones will always the past or will always infect or can be passed to human. In fact, it is very easy to get worms from dogs, especially children and women.
Okay.
Yes.
What you're saying is that dogs have more parasites than cats.
Yes.
And more pests than cats.
Yes.
And yet we are kissing them, we are hugging them, they're even closer to us.
Yes, they are man's friend.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yes.
Now, okay.
It is very important to make sure all, just like cats, the dogs are also cleaned regularly. Their fur should be free from any pests like fleas, ticks, and any other. They should also be dewormed. Deworming is they are given drugs to kill any worms that can be in their guts.
Yes.
Frequent deworming.
Yeah.
Especially if it is a dog that you leave to wander and eat elsewhere, because it will definitely eat meat which could be having worms, and it brings the worms to your home. So let a dog be frequently dewormed.
So the worms in the feces will be the ones that will enter our bodies.
Yes, because contamination from the dog poop.
Dog feces. My God.
Yeah,
okay.
Children handle dogs.
Yes.
And you can find on the fur, on the tail, there are some fecal.
This fecal material. Yes.
Then, and the child who has not washed
their
hands and is taking food, then they can always get that disease.
And the dog's tail wagging like this.
Everywhere, sitting
shaking.
Everywhere,
yes.
In the car. Sits in the sofa, sits on the carpet in the house, on bed. They are very, even on the lap of the children.
Or so even the adult, yes.
Yes, so there are high chances and much easier actually to get infection
from a dog.
Yes.
I never thought about it that way. Yes, especially these dogs with big furry tails, and they do a number two, and well, a little, you may not see all the feces, but as you said, the tail wags and the fecal material, the small little droplets are everywhere. You may not see it with your naked eye, and that's the danger part. Huh? You've just mentioned something important, that when the dog has done its feces and it comes and it's wagging its tail, and there are micro droplets, very small droplets of feces flying around that are not visible to the naked eye. And you know, those small droplets, they go on the sofa, they go in our clothes, and you say, that is dangerous. Why? Why is it so dangerous?
Thank you, Dr. Mary. Apart from the many worms which are found in the fecal material of dogs, there are other very harmful and dangerous disease-causing agents found in the fecal material of dogs. A good example is a parasite known as Toxoplasma.
Toxoplasma
causes a disease known as toxoplasmosis.
Wow, sounds complicated.
Yes, this disease usually presents itself with diarrhea, fever, And sometimes the diarrhea can be so much that it really weakens the patient. It causes even dehydration to the children, especially children and the pregnant mothers.
Pregnant women. Oh, wow.
And apart from that, the toxoplasma can pass through the blood of the mother to the placenta and to the baby.
To the baby?
Yes. It's known as transplacental transmission.
Wow.
This parasite can enter the baby from the mother. And indeed, it affects the growth of the child, the unborn baby.
So it slows down the growth of the baby as it's growing. And the mother, the pregnant woman, may not know that her baby is being affected.
Yes, and that is why it's expecting women should be very cautious while handling pets,
especially dogs.
Because that is one of the major challenges associated with pets.
Is there, I read somewhere that also dogs have something called heartworm. Is there such a thing? Heartworm, or that's just a fake news that is going around?
There are many worms.
There are just many worms. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Many worms.
Yeah.
In the dogs.
Okay. Anything that affects our skin, that if, what did you say, ringworms or any other worms that affect the skin?
Dogs sometimes may carry some diseases also like ringworm. And there are other diseases, skin conditions that we get from the dogs.
Doc, I've seen some very strange things in my lifetime, and one of them is people actually kissing their dogs, literally kissing their dogs. And you say we should not do that. Is there a problem with kissing dogs?
Thank you, Dr. Mary. Dog saliva can harbor very many harmful bacteria. Bacteria, if they enter into the gut of maybe the human being, the baby, the mother, they will cause diseases like diarrhea, severe fever, which may require some treatment. So it's not correct or healthy to have a mouth-to-mouth contact with a dog. Diseases. So other animals, even if it is done, human, remember they are known as zoonotic diseases. They come from animals to man, and they become more complex. In fact, that is how even diseases like HIV came. It is from non-human to human, and it has become very complex. So we should reduce getting diseases from non-human. They are more difficult to deal with. Diseases like rabies. If a dog bites you, you can get a virus called rabies. If it has not been vaccinated. So vaccinate the dogs very frequently.
So vaccinate the cats, vaccinate the dogs.
Take them to the vet doctor frequently. And if a dog is sick, let it be treated at all times, just like the baby who is sick in the house. Let the dog see the doctor. Yes, it's very important for your safety, safety of your children and your family.
Okay. Wow, Doc. Okay, so suppose my children always say, Mommy, can we get a parrot? Can we get a bird for the house? Can we get a... Is there anything that is safe? Can I... Okay, suppose I say I don't want a cat and I don't want a dog. Is it safe to get a bird? Any bird, like a parrot, a chicken, or an owl? Oh God, do those also carry any problems?
Thank you, Dr. Mary.
Yes.
Birds also have their own parasites.
Yes.
All animals have parasites.
All animals.
Some are inside, we call them endoparasites, but others are outside.
Okay.
Birds mainly have parasites in their fur, in their feathers.
Feathers, okay. Wow.
You can have louse, mite. Those are the very commonest.
Yes.
Louse and mites. And even fleas.
Fleas.
Yes. Louse, mites, fleas.
And this can all harm the human.
This one's
the child, the mother, the father,
yes,
the grandma, yes, whoever comes with in contact with the bird.
Yeah. Whether it is as harmless as a dove, even a dove has mites. They will fly away and meet with others in the wild, and when they come home, they bring visitors who are parasites. But remember also, birds have diseases in their lungs, known as hantaviruses.
Okay.
Viruses which cause flu. You have heard of bird flu. It comes from birds. Chicken, parrots, doves, any bird can carry the virus. And it can be transmitted to the family.
Okay.
Children may be suffering from flus because they have a bird as a pet. So it's important for them, you vaccinate the children, vaccinate the family, vaccinate the bird.
Vaccinate everyone. Vaccinate
and let
everyone.
This bird also be taken to the vet dog.
Okay.
The way everyone's taken to the doctor.
Okay, Doc, this is not a program to discourage people about not getting pets. That's not what we are doing here. What we are really saying, or what you're really saying is, it doesn't matter what animal you bring into your home. Just make sure, one, it is always clean. Two, it is vaccinated. And three, that you handle their droppings well. And if there's a pregnant woman in the home, let the person not handle the feces.
Be extra careful. And actually avoid washing those pets, maybe in your sinks, in the kitchen, as much as we love them. Let them, us not wash them in the kitchen. Let us not wash them in our bathroom. Let us have their tools to wash them.
In a basin somewhere outside.
Yes. To avoid contamination. Because if you are using your baby's basin for your pet, baby can contract. And you can also contract the infection. So wash them out there with their special basins.
Wow.
Yes. And also even their plates for their food. Let the pets not share food with their family.
Yes.
Let, if they have to eat on the table, let them have their own plate.
Yes.
But not sharing a plate with your pet, which happens very frequently.
Gotta be you.
Also,
are you serious?
Once you have washed
sharing sharing a plate with your pet.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
So I eat from the same plate with my dog.
Oh yeah, there are cases which happen.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I guess everybody's different, and I should not be shocked anymore as a radio presenter. So, sorry, continue.
Yeah, and also to prevent infection, once you have handled this animal, maybe washing them, also wash yourself. Change those clothes, wash yourself, be clean.
Once you wash your pet, always
wash.
Change your clothes, have a bath.
Then to avoid contamination.
Wow, okay.
Especially if you're a mother and you're going to cook, you're going to breastfeed your baby, you're going to handle baby's feeding bottle.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Be clean.
Be clean.
Yes. Okay. So that you reduce any chances of contamination.
Listeners, there's so many questions you probably have after listening to this program, but I can assure you that, as Dr. Nyambati has said, as long as we keep our dogs, cats, and other pets clean, we clean out their feces or their droppings well, and we also take them to the vet, then we should not have any problem. And the more often we clean them and vaccinate them, even if they come in contact with an infected animal outside, then we should be safe. I do plan on getting a parrot or a cat, just for the record. I have two children and they have been pestering me for a pet. So yes, I will get a pet despite the warnings, and I will heed the warnings together with you. Listeners, it has been great. I would like to thank Dr. Nyambati for coming to our studio. And listeners, until next time, remember to eat healthy, stay healthy. Bye for now. At Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.